This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jerry, this is Elizabeth.
Oh.
She lives right down the block.
Yes, sir, I know.
Isn't she pretty?
Yeah. Her mother ain't bad either.
No. Well, go ahead. Be amusing.
Yes. Elizabeth, tell me, dear, what's new with the bubblegum crowd?
I've been through that.
Oh, yes, of course you have. Would you like some candy?
No, thank you.
Would you like some walnuts?
Jerry, you know we don't have any walnuts.
At the rate this evening is crawling along, we could grow some.
Look, Jerry, I can't think of anything.
I feel that about the clip.
Well, it's
a contextual thing, well, you know, to it. All right, so that's
Christmas
it. We're trying to bring together...
All right,
James. There's some clips from famous TV shows and movies and stuff that are relative... And I guess it's an age thing as much as anything else. That didn't mean anything to James. It didn't mean anything to Jay. And frankly, it didn't mean anything to me. I know where it's from, but I think what we're trying to achieve here is some memories that will come from listening to things like what George has to say on Miracle on 34th Street and stuff like that. But we'll find bits and pieces. We're trying to bring you around with offerings that will make you think about Christmas. A lot of people will tell you at a particular age that it is better than, you know, if we think about Christmas when we were 10 or 12 years old, Jay, or maybe younger than that. What do you remember about the first Christmas, actually? Do you remember the first gift that you ever got? And what the first Christmas that you don't remember the first gift.
No, you gotta remember. First gift I ever received?
Christmas
no, I think
gift.
I was probably way too young to have locked in those memories.
Mm-hmm. So what do you remember?
The very first gift? I remember I was probably, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 or 6 American Girl dolls. Those ones were clutch, especially the Samantha one with the trunk and all the clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a great one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was trying, as I'm asking you, I'm trying to think about the first gift that I remember. I think it was a lunchbox, interestingly enough. Merry Christmas. Here's a lunchbox. I was probably in the first grade.
Do you remember what got it?
Roy Rogers. I still have it. This is not like I have.
Right.
I have a Roy Rogers lunchbox. I have a Roy Rogers watch. I have a something else from Roy Rogers. I'm trying to think of what it was. Up in the attic. I can. The lunchbox, though. I have. Oh, I know what it is. It's Roy Rogers on a horse that rocks back and forth. It's like a rocker, a little small. But something that you could, you know, just, it's whatever Roy Rogers stuff was around when I was probably 6 years old is what I was given. So a lunchbox and a little rocking back and forth on a horse thing and the Roy Rogers watch. So I still have them all. Yeah.
Do you remember the first gift you ever gave? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I do, as a matter of fact. Well, I don't know if it was the first one that comes to mind. And that was something that I gave to my mother that had come from the garden that I somehow saved. It was a squash from the garden. I had a garden from the earliest, I was like 6, 7 years old. I grew a garden and I was so pleased with this at the end of the season. Somehow I kept it cool enough so that it was okay. And I gave it to my mother for Christmas, a squash. It was a butternut squash. So why'd I do that? I don't know.
It was just that's awesome.
Something I can remember. Isn't it funny? I haven't thought about that for, I bet you, 60 years until you just asked me that. Haven't thought about it at all. So, but they talk about delayed gratification. And what is that, by the way? Thinking about Christmas and gratification, it's about working hard, doing the right thing, certainly at this time of year, so you can have no regrets later. You give because it feels like it's a good thing to do. Giving makes you feel good and makes other people feel good. But is it more important to get other people to feel good or to have you feel good? Which is it when you think about gift giving? What's the most important end of giving? Is it the giver giving or is it the recipient getting? I don't know the answer to that, frankly. What would you say, Jay, if I...
Or the time spent together in the gift exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so both
if
enjoy
there could be a third option. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Well
I feel done. Like there's a lot of pressure with both sometimes. I do not like opening gifts in front of people because I know what it feels like to give a gift to somebody and that kind of pressure of like, okay, did I get the right thing? Is it the right one? Are they going to like it? And all that stuff.
You're checking all boxes.
Yeah, and as I'm the recipient, I can also feel that coming from them. And it's just, it becomes very awkward where it's like, let's just go out to dinner and hang out together. Let's just get that quality time. Let's just have the experiences together rather than the tangible item.
Yep. I think gifting material goods is fine, but showing up and paying attention, there's a an episode of Ted Lasso, which is quite a good show. If you haven't seen it, it's on Apple TV, not an ad for Apple, it's just a good show. He approaches every interaction with a focused curiosity about the people that are around him. So even if you haven't seen the program, you probably have encountered someone who's got a big heart, maybe a number of people, who are in your life, who have the ability to make you feel fabulous, right? Your father's like that. Your father, always when we have our conversations, always makes me feel fabulous. And so, and I think Ted Lasso does that too, even though it's clumsy and awkward and sometimes silly, he still is, he's got the right attitude. He's got a personality that is... that's attractive. I think
puts the focus on the other person rather than keeping the focus on himself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. All right, a couple of hard facts to deal with today. It's, by the way, the 19th of December, Tuesday on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, he was supposed to be in court yesterday, but he wasn't because he's disappeared. Nobody knows where he is. I'm betting that he is long gone. Yeah, nah, he's done. Putin's figured out a way. He's probably the strongest foe that Putin has. That gets traction, gets attention in the country, outside the country. He was supposed to be on
he's
a video link,
what,
I think.
2 weeks now?
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. Yep, since December 6th. He's being either hidden away from the courts, or he's just been disposed of. So he has challenged Putin the way the elections are held. Kind of sounds like something going on over here, right? The same things, by the way. Interesting, because we have all these challenges over here. Well, they're going on over there. And I dare say that at this point, are we ever going to, with the questions that have come from the Trump era, are we ever going to have an election that doesn't get challenged now? Are we done? Do you think that the whole system of electing officials has been ruined by people who challenge, whether for the right reason or the wrong reason, but the election challengers going back to 2020? I don't know that it's ever... Well, I shouldn't say that, because it has happened before, when Al Gore actually beat George Bush, and yet the Supreme Court sided with Bush because there were more Republicans on the Supreme Court. So, you look at that and you think, what good is the election? What good
is the system?
And
that's what happened 5 times?
Yeah, it's happened a number of times. It happened
the popularity vote, or the president
Hillary
lost
Clinton.
The popularity vote.
Hillary Clinton got more.
The electoral college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton got more votes than what's-his-face, and she didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't want to go down. That's a rat hole to go down, and it doesn't.
But no,
doesn't
no, I agree with you. I think that we are in a new era where probably every election, maybe there might be occasions where that's not, but most elections moving forward are going to have additional questions. People are going to fight it. I also think that there's
so
going to
be a govern
lot
ourselves?
More indictments, impeachments. It's not yeah. kind of a few and far between anymore.
I will guarantee you that if Trump gets elected and gets sworn in January 20th of 2025, the first day he's in office, the Democrats will try to impeach him. Guaranteed. And they'll spend a lot of tax dollars trying to get him out of office if it gets to that point. I hope he doesn't win, but that's, you know, if he does, I think that's what you're going to see happen. In flying news, airline news, Southwest has been fined $140 million by the Department of Transportation as a result of last year's travel meltdown. Remember when everything stopped? They had an operational meltdown. None of the computers worked. They had to shut down for a whole day, basically. It's the largest, it's 30 times larger than any previous fine against any other airline because it was so egregious. So the DOT says Southwest has to issue a $75 flight credit to any passenger whose arrival was delayed more than 3 hours last year. And it continues this year. They've had a lot of mechanical problems this year. Airline grew too fast, didn't have the personnel to handle it. And so they're suffering the consequences. And this is what you see happening. It happened a little to American when they merged with U.S. Air and America West and all of that stuff went on. It happened with Delta when it merged with Northwest Orient. It happened with United when it merged with Continental, but not to the extent. The computer systems couldn't handle the loads. But in this case, 16,000 flights, 2 million passengers were there was a big storm for sure during the holiday season last year, but Southwest just made a mess of things. So they say they have learned from their event. $140 million they have to pay out. I'll hope you learn a lesson too there, boys and girls. 18 after on Good Day.
Are you looking for the perfect holiday gift? You know, the gift that people call the hottest of the season? You know, you buy it for your loved ones, and you're anointed the hero of the holidays. Well, heroes, here's this year's hot present tip. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because Skechers has invented footwear that is so easy and so comfortable, they're the perfect gift for everyone, from kids to grandparents. With hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them, and they're on. You don't need to bend down. You don't ever have to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
O'Reilly. Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, this is Travis Kelce, NFL tight end and proud member of the Lowe's Home Team. Lowe's knows when you've got the best price, you've already won. That's why we offer the lowest price guarantee. If you find a better price online or in store, we'll match it. Now you can score on the top brands from the Lowe's Home Team picks, like Scott's, LG, and DeWalt. So take on your projects with confidence. Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retail partner of the NFL.
Price match applies to the same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner for December the 19th. It's Tuesday, and in our focus now, the trending items, there are 10 things that I look at and Jay looks at every day that are trending on all the social media ports, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, YouTube, it's X. Tom Brady in the top 10 for an interesting reason. It has nothing to do well, I guess it does have something to do with football, just not his playing football. But it's an interesting story about who goes into CVS to get their picture taken. I think that is more interesting as we dig into the story, which we will right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Zeljanz. Visit Zeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Jay, this is a great story.
This is funny.
It really is. Okay, so here's the story. This the mother of 49ers player Katie, I guess it's Tongas, is that how you pronounce her name?
That's his sister, Katie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Brother Jake plays tight end, right, on the 49ers. So the mother had the picture of the family, and she brought it to CVS, and she expected when she went back
printed.
Right, exactly.
As people of a certain age still do.
Yes, that is true. People of a certain age do do those things. You're right about that. Yes. Uh-huh. People of a certain age. What she means, folks, is me. Okay. Anyway.
It's okay. I still remember when you could only go places to get photos printed, and there were actual camera stores. Just a camera store, not a drugstore,
right.
CVS kind of situation,
yep.
Walgreens.
Right.
It was just, what was it, like, Dodds, D-O-D-D-S. That was a big one.
And Midwestern, yeah.
I remember those
anyway,
days.
So
I can make those comments.
Okay, good. Congratulations. All right, so Ms. Tongas was expecting to get, with her mother, pictures of the family back again. What they got instead were pictures of Tom Brady and his three sons.
Huh? They did get a family picture back. It was just the wrong family.
The wrong family. So apparently Tom Brady, who comes from San Francisco, is a big 49ers fan as growing up, was there visiting his mother, who still lives there. And the mother took the pictures to the CVS to get them printed, like people of a certain age do. And so what came out wasn't what they put in. Tom Brady's picture went to the Tongas family, and the other family picture went to Tom Brady, or to his mother. Anyway, so the Brady got in on that. He said, quote, next time you're in town, we can do a photo swap. Apparently,
that
my mom.
That is funny, though.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, have everybody get together and take a big picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
The photo of Brady and his children was from the Gillette Stadium. You know, he was a big Patriots player for all those years. Anyway, what's great here is the Tom Brady's mother prints pictures at the CVS, just like everybody else does. All right, so there it is. Merry Christmas. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There will be another hearing today over whether U.S. Army officials should be allowed to continue tearing down a Confederate memorial statue at Arlington National Cemetery. On Monday, U.S. District Judge Rossi Alston ruled on a restraining order to block the removal. A group called Defend Arlington filed a federal lawsuit Sunday seeking the restraining order. An annual count says that homelessness in America reached a record high.
The report found more than 650,000 people were living in shelters or outside in tents and cars. This is an astounding 12% increase from the year before. Homelessness has been rising since 2017, in large part due to the sheer lack of affordable housing. There was a pause during the pandemic due to what Biden administration officials say is because of sweeping federal aid that kept people from getting evicted. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
me
very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to.
Beautiful, what's your
my father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better
beautiful, please don't
well,
cry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in the
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat.
That's right.
Wow.
That was Clarence.
Yep. watch it on television without getting a tear in your eye. I don't think, anyway. What about it, Jay? Yes?
Yes? I am afraid to admit I have never seen it.
Really? Oh.
Not.
Well, so take the time, maybe, and give it a look this Christmas. Good thing to watch.
Even I've seen that, Jay. Come on.
I have not. I'll tell you what. I will add it to my list. My list is a novel the size of Moby Dick, but you know what? I will add it to the list.
All right. Right at the top.
Even I've seen it. That's the quote of the day. Even I've seen it. There we go. James Collins in the studio, the main studio in Dallas. Jay's in Cleveland. Doug is on the farm. And Uri Geller is going to join us in 5 minutes or so to talk about some of the things going on in Gaza. I want to relay to him something that I relayed to you earlier. And it's just the outrage of that menorah and the anti-Semitic stuff. I think it needs to have an airing, so I'll dig around in that in a few minutes. But it just is troubling. Meanwhile, there are a lot of there's a photographer. You're talking about Tom Brady. That was a great story, actually, of how people in two families that were well known in the football world got the wrong pictures back from the CVS.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm looking around at some of the, there are at the end of the year, a number of announcements for various contests that are won. And this year, the Wildlife Photography Awards, the winner of the Wildlife Photography Award, the contest, has a picture of three birds. If you Google this, you can go just put in Wildlife Photography Award, and there's actually a comedy page. And this picture has, let's see how good I am at painting a word picture. There's three birds. This is a real picture. There's three birds. This sounds like three birds walked into a bar. Three birds are on this limb on a tree. And it looks like the one bird who's facing the other bird is giving him directions on where to go because his left wing is stuck out, and it's like he's saying to him, okay, fly over there, and you'll get what you're looking for, whether it's a worm or who knows what. Did you find the picture, Jay? You can see it. It's fabulous, actually. And how people can capture these pictures, that's the thing. Don't you wonder when you watch some of those nature shows on television, how they get the camera to the point where they can get these pictures of the animals doing what they're doing? It's really pretty amazing. Speaking of animals, this is a beware story. Woman in Colorado in her late 60s in the hospital today after being gored by a deer outside of her own home. They are now looking for this buck who went after this woman. But you know what? Again, because it's not their natural habitat, everything's changing. And so people say, oh, we got to do something about it. Yeah, we are.
Are they still a little bit extra aggressive?
Yep. Well, they are if they haven't found their mate. That's for sure. So anyway, they call them a 12-point deer with big antlers. There were two bucks in the yard in this woman's backyard, and they were having a fight. So the woman apparently, I don't know, she went out there to try to break it up or whatever. That didn't work. She feeds a lot of birds and stuff in her backyard, and I guess she thought that it was okay because she sees the deer in her backyard all the time. But there's a difference, especially as you pointed out at this time of year, between bucks and cows, and whether they, you know, the cow's not necessarily going to be aggressive unless there's a baby deer around. And then they'll be, like most other species are, very protective of the offspring. So, anyway.
Well, and I think that they believe that somebody else in the neighborhood had been feeding the deer. Because a lot of people will. They'll have salt licks in their backyard to encourage the deer to come by so they can watch them. But in doing so, it also kind of initiates the deer to lose their fear of humans. And that's one of the things that they were wondering with this Colorado woman, if why the deer were not, they weren't hesitant to be so close to her. And then it
Yeah.
Bored her. My goodness.
There's another picture that I saw of the status of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, less than a year away from reopening. The pictures that have been taken since that fire, what was it, 4 years ago, I think?
Oh, yeah.
And the reconstruction going on. They put a new weather vane up on the roof. It's just it's pretty amazing to look at it and see where it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe more to those of us who have sat underneath. I remember my daughter and I had lunch in a little cafe that's right beneath Notre Dame one spring afternoon. And it was, you know, it's really the vibes you get being around buildings like that. Wow. Oof. All right, speaking of vibes, there are a lot of people who are focused on this issue. At Christmas time, we kind of put these issues out of our mind, but human trafficking is something that's going on now. It's been going on, and it will continue to go on because there doesn't seem to be a way to get at these people that are doing it. I mean, yeah, they find them and they arrest them, but there still is. The crime occurs in every state in our country, day in and day out. The roadways are acting as a means for this passenger, this exchange to take place. So perhaps you ought to listen here for a moment. Akeem Jure has a little bit more on this particular situation.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, BEFREE.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program. Doug and Jay with Uri Geller, who comes to us every week about this time. We set aside a few moments to talk about what's going on with Uri, who is one of the most mystifying, one of the most amazing, one of the most interesting, one of the most friendly, loving people that I know on the planet. He's in the heart of where all of the activity in the Middle East is coming from, his home in Old Jaffa, which is part of Tel Aviv. So we've put aside some time every week when we're together to talk about the situation. Maybe if you would bring us up to date a little for a moment or two on what's going on in Gaza, all these people under bombardment. Well, you've been talking about being under bombardment since this whole thing started in October. So what's your spin on this, Uri?
Okay, talking about bombardment, about, what, an hour and 20 minutes ago, an hour and a half ago, there was a huge missile attack on Tel Aviv and Jaffa, Old Jaffa. I had a tour exactly in the middle of the attack. So because the museum walls are very, very thick, when I say very thick, I mean almost like a meter and a half to 2 meters. So we took, they were an elderly group. So I took him behind a safety wall, and we just listened to the bombs exploding, meaning the Iron Dome was shooting these missiles out of the sky. Sometimes, Dougie, when a missile from Gaza is registered technologically that it's falling into the sea, then there isn't even a siren. It's you just hear a blast when it hits the water. So that's what happened an hour and a half ago. Meanwhile, as you know, the Iran-backed Houthi, the military, they launched on Saturday an attack against a military camp in Yemen, in northern Sada, the northern Sada province, killing one and injuring a number of people. Now, the Americans and the Israelis and many other countries that have ships passing by Yemen, they're probably planning to attack Yemen, to attack the Houthis, because so far I can't remember exactly how many ships were attacked by ballistic missiles. And that is very serious when you stop ships from coming into not only to Israel, but probably from Israel to Europe. So that's going to be something we're waiting for. What else? In the north, there's still bombs. We're bombing the Hezbollah posts. They are firing missiles at us. Just about 5 minutes ago, there was an unidentified craft coming in. So you never know what it is, whether it's manned or unmanned. Whether it's really the intelligence really working very hard to pick up all these things. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening here. We are at war. And basically, it's just very surreal. One side I'm making a tour in the museum, and on the other side of the tour, we hear missiles streaking over Tel Aviv. Unbelievable.
I'm surprised that you can even be doing a tour. I thought that you, with all the people, wouldn't be coming over there, but obviously people have relaxed a little bit or are trying to live their lives in spite of all the things that are going on. Is that an accurate statement, do you think?
Yeah, it is accurate, and I'll tell you why. Because our Homeland Security every day bombards us on radio and television and social media how to act and what to do when the sirens start wailing. So once the sirens are activated over Tel Aviv, we know that we have a couple of minutes to go into shelter. So people know that, and by now they're well-versed in what to do. If they're walking in the street and there isn't a shelter, you have to lie down, put your hands on your head, and just wait and pray that a missile doesn't fall next to you. So that is exactly what's going on. We're also very angry at the Red Cross because, the Hamas does not allow them to visit our hostages. And this is so worrisome. And we are trying to push and convince the Red Cross to act more forcefully so the Hamas allow them to visit the hostages. So that's what's happening.
I thought that was against international. I thought that was against international law, but then Hamas, they don't care about international law rules and regulations and stuff.
They don't care.
Yeah. All right, Uri. Talk to you again soon. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Just use your mind, they never give you credit.
Everybody knows the theme from 9 to 5. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and Doug on Movie Moments on Good Day. So, Chucker, why are we celebrating 9 to 5 musically and otherwise?
Why not, Doug? I'm just kidding. December 19th, 1980, 9 to 5 opens in theaters. Dolly Parton, Gene Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dabney Coleman becomes a big hit, big, big hit. You know, I said to myself when I looked at that, would they make a movie like this now in 2023, considering the fact they really don't do many comedy, certainly ensemble comedies. Also, the same day, 1980, December 19th at 9 to 5, opened, Doug, Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull, the Jake LaMotta story starring Robert De Niro, opened. Also did very, very well. You're not going to get two diverse movies opening the same day. You know, the landscape of what plays in theaters now is extremely different than it was, 30 years ago. No doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
9 to 5, though. Very entertaining.
Yeah. All right. Michelle Monaghan was in the Mission Impossible 3 movie. She has done an interview talking about her relationship with Tom Cruise during the filming. She had just gotten married before the filming began. She spent, instead of her honeymoon with her husband, Peter White, she spent her honeymoon in the arms of Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. And so she
working and making money, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I didn't remember her until I.
That's
just
my
looked
favorite.
At
Listen, that's my
favorite.
That is by far my. I like the Mission Impossible series after the first two a
I
lot.
Do too.
The
yeah.
third one is my favorite because.
Really?
Because Tom Cruise is married in that film. They have a good bond, and he feels human, the Ethan Hunt character. That's the most humanized the character's ever felt in that franchise. So the stakes feel real. And I loved Philip Seymour Hoffman, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Bad guy.
The villain was awesome.
Yeah,
as the
yeah he was good.
Guy. Yeah, I
and she played, she was his wife in the movie.
Yeah, this, correct.
Yeah, and I think she played his wife in the first two, as a matter of fact, as they distanced them. But there's some charming scenes of him looking across to her as she's got a guard with her and she sees him and... You know, it's kind of an interesting, it was an interesting reality. All right, in a moment.
Okay, go ahead. We'll take a break.
Well, I want to talk about Jonathan Majors.
Yes,
and what's the story with him?
Yes.
All right, get to that right after this.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's get back to this discussion of Jonathan Majors trending all over the place in the news world. He was found guilty of misdemeanor assault in the third degree. So what's the story with this? This is like,
well,
this guy was
the,
here's
the thing. He clearly had a bad day. He got convicted, and the same day, which most people in the industry knew was coming, Disney and Marvel basically publicly fired him from that franchise. He played the villain Kang. He's supposed to be a huge part of the Avengers universe going
forward. Did they do
forward.
It because of this, or this was just something else that happened?
Listen,
it wasn't because of the assault.
No, it was because of the assault. He's a good actor, actually. I thought he was actually really good in Creed 3. He has another movie where he plays an amateur, but I don't recall the title. He plays an amateur bodybuilder, which Searchlight picked up the rights. It's supposedly a very good film. But the reality is, I mean, based on his actions, I'm not condoning. I mean, he was convicted in the court of law. I'm not condoning his behavior. But his life basically got canceled yesterday, and his career is in dire straits. Will he work again in the industry? Not anytime soon. So, you know, it's sort of sad
kind of what
happened. On a human point of view. You know,
yeah,
his life is
sometimes
really
buried. Sometimes you have these things happen, as they have with some actors, and like Chris Noth comes to mind, charged.
Yeah.
Never tried, never convicted, just the rumor ruins his career.
And he'll never work.
Bad news.
He'll never
bad.
Work. Yeah.
All right, talk to you tomorrow, Chucker. 59
Thanks.
After here on Good Day.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.